While many young persons her age are busy seeking self-gratification, Tishona Mullings is unwaveringly traveling the path of volunteerism. Having joined numerous service clubs, including the Rotaract Club while at university, 23-year-old Tishona Mullings realized she was happiest when giving of herself to persons in need.
I really believe that, as King George said, the highest of distinction is service to others.
Life coach, CEO of Next Step Personal Development Service, and Prime Minister's Youth Award nominee, Tishona Mullings. And after years of putting food on many plates, clothes on numerous backs, and smiles upon countless faces, Miss Mullins has started her own organization geared towards empowering youths in their formative years.
Well, growing up, I was not very confident, and in terms of self-delivery, I didn't used to do so well. So out of the fact that I have been over that, I decided that I wanted to do something to help young people who might be having the same challenge.
It was this decision and a success in an entrepreneurial competition at the Northern Caribbean University in 2012 that led to the creation of Next Step Personal Development Service. Next Step is an empowerment center that facilitates the self-actualization of young people through mentorship and life skills coaching.
We provide academic mentorship, and we work with students who are preparing for CXC, students who are preparing for GSAT, and we also do adult literacy.
The organization also caters to the hearing impaired, fostering development in social development, numeracy, and literacy. The not-for-profit organization has been serving youth 16 to 35 years, particularly females in the parish of St. Thomas, since 2012. The company produces motivational material such as inspirational cards and shirts. Also coming out of the Next Step brand is Little Genius, a public speaking and talent competition.
Yes, it's actually an annual competition. It started last year in the month of March. We have moved it to October, so it's actually going to be October 18th of this year. Now, the Little Genius competition aims at engaging young minds in meaningful discourse as it relates to like critical thinking. So we aim to build self-esteem, and the actual activities that they participate in is public speaking, talent, and there's a critical thinking session.
The competition is open to primary school students in grades 3 to 5. And even before securing a physical location, the Next Step initiative would visit homes and schools in an effort to empower youth in St. Thomas and other parishes.
I used to go into prep schools, and we'll do like after school classes and mentorship with the students. And then people used to send requests to us through our Facebook page. So that's how we used to help people. But now we have a physical location that people can come in. We still help people online as well.
Since Next Step opened its physical doors, primary and high school students, adults, deaf persons, and those wishing to learn sign language have benefited from its outreach. Next Step hires trained individuals to ensure that beneficiaries get the best services.
Well, the persons who work for me, they actually get a stipend. So it's voluntary to a large extent. I have a trained sign language instructor who works with deaf students. I have a literacy coach who is trained by the ministry, who works with students who have reading difficulties, and also a trained teacher who is not employed otherwise, and an admin assistant.
Life coach, CEO of Next Step Personal Development Service, Tishona Mullings. She was recently pinned by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen as an I Believe ambassador. Miss Mullins has also been nominated for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.